Now some news from the world of sports, and in the National Hockey League, the Boston Bruins got a few early goals and built up a 4-1 lead by the third period, then survived a shaky final frame to hold on for a 5-3 win against the Minnesota Wild in Boston last night. The injury bug has the Bruins relying on a lot of baby-faced newbies in these early days of the season, and some of them cashed in last night with rookie Jake DeBrusk scoring off a rebound in the first period, and Frank Vatrano finally got his first goal of the year on a nice individual effort. The 23-year-old, who showed flashes of brilliance last year but has been off to a slow start this season, lugged the puck down the boards from his own end and over the blue line to release a slap shot on a tumbling puck that struck the skate of Minnesota goalie Devan Dubnyk, then struck the post and banked off Dubnyk's back and back into the net. Bit of luck there. Defenseman Torey Krug scored his third goal of the year on a slapper that got by Dubnyk. He was pulled after allowing 4 goals on 24 shots. And things looked good for the Bruins heading into the third, but Boston got a little complacent, and the Wild made it a 4-3 game midway through. Then it was Tuukka Rask to the rescue when he made a right skate save on a penalty shot awarded to Minnesota's Michael Granlund, who got tripped up by Krug on a breakaway attempt at center ice. Rask's big-time save on the ensuing penalty shot was one of his 24 saves on the night, and it saved the lead, allowing Tim Schaller to put the game away with an empty netter. Now, the Bruins have yet to win 2 games in a row this season. They will get that chance tomorrow night when they take on the New York Rangers. They'll be without center David Krejci, who missed the last 6 games and yesterday was placed on injured reserve. Winger Brad Marchand was out of last night's game as well with an upper body injury. No word yet if he will be ready for the game against the Rangers, who also scored a 5-3 win last night, topping the Columbus Blue Jackets for the team's 4th win in a row. Rangers trailed 2-1 heading into the third, but went 3-for-3 on the power play in that period to storm ahead and grab the victory on goals by Kevin Shattenkirk, Chris Kreider, and Pavel Buchnevich. Michael Gradner potted 2 goals to round out the scoring, and after a sluggish start out of the gate, the Blue Shirts are now back at .500 and looking a lot more like the playoff-bound team they were last season. Henrik Lundqvist got the win in net, making 22 saves. In Toronto, the Maple Leafs scored a 4-3 overtime shootout win over the upstart Las Vegas Golden Knights when Mitch Marner scored the game winner in the shootout round, calming down a bouncing puck, then putting a good deke on Vegas goalie Maxime Lagasse to stuff home the winner. Nazem Kadri added 2 goals for the Leafs. To the NBA, and in a back-and-forth contest between 2 rival Eastern Conference teams, the Boston Celtics turned to their newest superstar to pull out the team's 9th win in a row. Kyrie Irving drained a 3-pointer with about 90 seconds left in regulation to put Boston ahead for good and score a 110-107 win over the struggling Hawks in Atlanta. Irving was all over the score sheet last night, pouring in 35 points in the Boston victory, while rookie Jason Tatum added 21. Playing against his former longtime team, Al Horford recorded a double-double with 15 points and 10 rebounds to go with 9 assists. Atlanta was coming off an upset win over Cleveland, just their 2nd win of the season, and they are in rebuilding mode, but they gave the 9-2 Celtics all they could handle last night. Tomorrow night, we'll see if one of the greatest rivalries in sports can be revived when rookie sensation Lonzo Ball and the LA Lakers visit the Celtics for the first contest of the year between those two ancient rivals. In Monday Night Football action, the Detroit Lions were supposed to have turned a corner this season, ready to be among the NFL's elite after signing quarterback Matthew Stafford to the biggest contract in league history. But after a 3-1 start, they lost 3 in a row, and they were beginning to look like the sad sack Detroit team that's been a perennial playoff no-show for most of their history. They did get back to .500 last night, though, with a 30-17 victory over the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field. Stafford threw for 361 yards and 2 touchdown passes to Marvin Jones, and he reached the 200-touchdown career milestone with those 2 TDs. It was a much-needed win for the Lions, but it comes with the caveat that they were facing the Packers without the services of Green Bay's all-star quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who was out indefinitely after breaking his collarbone. The Pack are also 4-4 after that loss last night.